Joined prior to tonight's game by head coach of the Mountain View Colts, that of course is Ron Doiga. 1-1 opening weekend. Ron, what did you learn about your team last week?
I think the same thing we learned in the exhibition about, you know, we're young, we got lots to learn, we're fast, we're faster than we were last year, we're bigger than we were last year. You know, the Airdrie game, we took some penalties in the second period and gave up three goals in the last 2 minutes of the period that kind of set us back, but thought we were real good against Pinoca and looking to build on that.
Absolutely. A couple of tough tests this weekend, though, in the Wranglers. Obviously, Okotoks coming up as well. You played Sylvan Lake pretty hard last year for the most part. What's the key to success against the Wranglers?
I think, like we said all last year, we got to play four lines with them. They go four lines. We have to go four lines. We believe we have the four lines that can run with them. Again, we're a better skating team this year, and we're a little bigger and a little more physical, so should be a good game. You know, this tonight with Sylvan and in Okotoks and then next weekend's Medicine Hat. So probably three of the top four teams in the league. We're going to find out real quick where we are.
Yeah, how motivated are the guys for such a big challenge so early on?
You know, it's tough to read. They haven't really been too excitable in the room. It's been pretty calm so far in all the games we played. So I guess, you know, we didn't have a real good start last Saturday here with our home opener. I think they were nervous and that showed up in the first period. So, you know, honestly, if we have another slow start today, we're probably in trouble. So hopefully they're jumping.
Nate Smith is a guy who really stood out to me there on Saturday just with his puck handling, the way he moves. Who are some other young guys who kind of jumped out last weekend?
Yeah, Nate for sure. Cam Jaster was pretty strong on defense. Those were probably two of the guys that really stood out. I thought towards the end of the game, our big line there of McMillan and Campion's a rookie from Hanna there. You know, he's had 2 points per game here, two games and 4 points. He's been real good, and he's been real hard to play against. And that big line of Spencer and Toussaint and Campion, they're hard to deal with if they're moving their feet. So that's probably the guys that I've really seen were jumping last night or last week.
And in goal, of course, as well, you've got your MVP from last season. You've got a up-and-comer who looks to be pretty good as well in Colin McDougall. Just tell us, are you looking to split duties right now, or are you looking for the guy to step up?
Well, you know, to be honest, we come into this year and we were pretty much thinking Nick was going to play 20 to 25 games, and we thought we'd have a little bit of a battle for the backup spot, and that didn't materialize, and then Collins come in and went back-to-back shutouts. So, you know, for us, he earned a start tonight here at home, and Nick's wanted to play against Okotoks since he's come over to us from there, so that worked out well for this weekend that Colin gets a start tonight and Nick and Okotoks tomorrow, and you know, for next weekend, one-game weekend, we'll see who plays better this weekend, and we'll go from there.
There you go, and last one for you, just the importance of watching the standings even just the second weekend in.
Yeah, I don't know if we're too tied up on that. Like I said, for us, you know, three really tough games here. So if we start worrying about what the other teams are doing and what we're doing, and next thing we know, we're looking up like we were last year, which was, 2-7 last year to start the year was not something we were wanting, and it wasn't comfortable, and we're certainly not looking to do that again. So I think we just play our game and come out and do what we do, and we'll see where it goes.
Awesome. Best of luck against Sylvan Lake.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks as always.
Yeah.